Klayim Beis. Klayim Beis din mi neman al ha'isurim. Who's believed, who's trustworthy, to say testimony that something is kosher? V'din isha v'katan v'nachri. And the dinim of a woman, a guy, and a child. My wife once commented to me, she doesn't mind Chazal talk about women separate from men, different rules. Always bothers her who they group the women with. Like you're not supposed to walk between two dogs, two lions, and two women. It wouldn't bother her, you know, between two women, but it's the groupings that that are a little offensive. Okay. Alright, so I told the Chazal was so pure in their thoughts it never dawned on them that that it would bother anybody. Anyway, truth is, never dawned on them that women will be looking at the Gemara and know what it says. Alright, that's all tongue in cheek. Klein base. Mina Taira Samchinan Al Kol Adam. Mina Taira, you rely on any person. Kshiyamer Adav Shalai. Shehu heter, neman. That's called Eirecha Neman V'Yisurin. Now how do you know that? How do you know that anybody is trusted on Eirecha Neman V'Yisurin? It's a Gemara. From where do we know it? So the Rishayim bring different sources. He quotes the Taisvis. Kidematzinu shehemina ha-Taira li'isha nida. Because the Taira trusts a woman to say when she became Tar after being a nida. Diksiv is Safra law. She counts herself. Mashma la'atzma. Vafilu b'davidis chazik isura imu biyadei l'saken. Now, ischazik isura means this. There are two levels of nemanis. One, if something is presumed to be mutter, so it continues to be presumed to be mutter. Ischazik isura means we know something was not good, and someone says it became good. It was tame and he tabled it, or it was treif and he kashered it. It was an animal and he shechted it. So by ischazik isura, how do you know you believed? Kugain hafrashas truma b'shchita neman shayiksiv v'shachat mashra sheyochid shaychet. Shaychet doesn't need two witnesses standing and watching him. Vein ache roya, no one's watching. Even now the behema is a dead animal. I mean, I'll say Tyra, the Tyra trusts him. If a person says that it's, that he's trustworthy, we trust him. Now, right. Torah believes him that he married a woman. No, he's believed by himself. I mean, the Eidus L'Kiyume. Okay, so that's something else. It's true that when you get married, you're neman that you married this woman. But you have to be saying that there were two witnesses. There are three places that you need Eidus L'Kiyume. By Kiddushin, by Gittin, and by Chalitza. And these three places, say a man, gives kedushin to a woman. There's no one in the room. Actually, I had this once. Chassan in yeshiva came over to me that his kala had told him the night before. So she had this dark secret. The secret was, if I recall correctly, there was a vart in their house for her sister, and she was in her room. And her cousin came in, I think, with a piece of cake. You remember the story better than me. With a piece of cake, to give her a piece of cake. And he said to her, "Hurry up, Mukadash, just leave with this piece of cake." And he gave it to her. So they left. So now it troubles her that maybe she's an Ashes Ish. Now she's engaged to get married. So the chassan asked me, so I told him, even if she meant to get married, and he meant to marry her, and even if it was his piece of cake, they're not married because there's something called Eidus L'Kiyume, and that is that whereas normally witnesses are only to prove that something happened, in the case of marriage, Gittin, Kedushin, and Chalitza, if there are no witnesses there, then it's not Chal. Nothing happens without witnesses. The question is what the source for this is, what's the Makar? So the Achrayim, I think the Pnei Shun, the Ktsais, each has a pshat. See if I can remember. And how do you know you need Eidus L'Kiyume? So I believe the Pnei Yeshua says that anything to do with Arayos is really a nafkamina for Klal Yisrael. The main nafkamina of a woman is an Eishes Ish. It's not between her and her husband. If she is an Eishes Ish, she's mutter. If she's not an Eishes Ish, it's not such, there's no Avera Chamura. But it's neged to the rest of Klal Yisrael that she's an Eishes Ish. So the reason for Eidus Lekiyume is, that's what Yeshua says. Eidus Lekiyume is because the rest of Klal Yisrael needs Eidus Lekiyume. That's a Pnei Yeshua. That's a normative shot. The Ksais, the start of the Ksais Achayshin is to say, wild things. So he says something very, unusual. The Ksais says, what do you mean? We learn Eidus, Hekish. We learn Mamin from, Abishnaim Yaakov David, Davav Mamin. It's the same rule. So Ksais says, listen to this. He says, you always need Eidus Lekiyume. By Mamin also. Except by mamin, there's a din. Haydas bal din kamei edim dami. If I admit by mamin, if I admit I sold you something, then it's sold. But by kedushin, there's no such halacha of haydas bal din kamei edim dami. So it says, it's shtickle of a Vilna's art that you always need to weigh them. Okay. So meila by edachem yisurin though you need. We have a xeris hakasin that one person's naman. The truth is, by kedushin, a person's neman, there had to be Eidus Lekiyume, maybe shas ma'is. Anyway, that's in the Torah world, there's an expression of Eidus Lekiyume and Eidus Levure. Eidus Lekiyume means Eidus without which nothing happens. Lekiyume to do Lekiyum. And Eidus Levure means Eidus just to prove it. If both agree it happened, you don't need Eidus. Okay, anyway, getting back here. Okay, he's only talking about being neman that something is good. Not being neman something is no good. We'll have to see that soon.
Could you bring a raya that you don't need two mashgiachs by shechita?
You don't even need one mashgiach. Because the shechit is believed.
So then why do we have mashgiach?
Because you have to know that the meat you got came from the shechit. How do you know the meat you get in the store came from the shechit? How was it transferred?
No, but in the slaughterhouses, don't they have mashgiach?
They're not watching they don't stand over the shechit.
They inspect every once in a while, they look at the shechit.
Well, they inspect to make sure that things are done right, but, a shechit, a shechit is neman. I mean, my father told me his father used to send him to the backyard, and he picked up a chicken, he ran over to the shechit. The shechit shechted him. The shechit shechts something, he gives it to you, it's good. Even, roi mitzuyin eitz ashkut emumchenheim, if somebody just hangs up a shingle that he's a shechit, you assume he is. But if he claims to be. But we need a hashkacha to make sure that from the sheikhet, first of all, that you don't see the sheikhet. You have to know there was a trustworthy sheikhet, and you have to be sure that his meat made it to your table. That's right. Now beis v'davkala hatir se'isa minas se'tayr. Torah trusts you. Yachid say something is permitted. Aval lesser asamuter. But to take something and say it became treif. K'kan shi'oyin eid echad adava shayi alanu. Becheskes heter, shenesar, but something which was muttered, say it became treif, einay nema, kibin dolay mitzino b'toyra lahamin eid echad, harizeh b'cha kol eidisha b'toyra shnema layokam eid echad b'ish. So you hear this? To say something is treif, you're not believed. So there was a tumult about, Palm was alive, so it was probably 20 years ago, where a mashgiach in a plant, said that the stuff is treif. That the guy, he caught them, they were doing trefa stuff. So the Rav of the owner said, Eidech is not believed, say it's treif. Eidech is not believed, how can Eidech say it's treif? You need two Eidim to say it's treif. So at that time, Rav Palm showed me in the Nitziv, in the second Chelek of Meshav Dov, at Tshuva Aleph, Nitziv says, when you take a Meshgiach, when you have a Hechsher, you put someone in charge of Kashrus, he's neman, you're giving him the nemanis to say it's treif. You're hiring him. You can't hire somebody. He's only neman to say it's good. He's not neman to say it's no good. Says if someone's a mashgiach, then he's believed to say it's treif. Now, I've got a shechet. A shechet shechts an animal. And he says, oops, I didn't cut it right. He can't check. Because a shechet is only good, for example, if you cut sliding rather than pressing. So if a shechet said I made a mistake, why is he believed? So there, he's believed because it's biyadai. It's something he could do. It's a very surprising Gemara. The Gemara says, how do you know biyadai is neman? So the Gemara says in the fifth parak of Gittin, listen to this, we learn it out from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur inside the Ohel Moed. No one could see him. And he's allowed to say it's Pigel, right? Because every carbon could be Pigel. Pigel means when he did the Avodah, he had in mind something incorrect. So Bishlama, when the Kohen does it outdoors, the Gemara says, maybe he said, I'm going to eat a chutzlis man, somebody saw him. But the Gemara asks, what about the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur? He's doing Avodah inside. How could it be Pigel? It has to be able to be Pigel. So, must be that the Kohen Gadol is believed. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the Kohen Gadol said it so loud that they heard it outside. Maybe that's how it's Pigel. So Gemara rejects it, because the Gemara says maybe he shechted first, or he spritzed the dam first, and then said it. So Gemara is saying, how do you know thinking is believed? Maybe he's not believed. Maybe he has to say it. You're right. The truth is he's believed to say. Question how you know it. What? That's true. But that's not the point. The Gemara struggles with it. The Gemara says maybe you saw through the pishpish, maybe you saw through the whole. Yeah, but you see, the emes is that you believed. So memela, it could be mashava. Gemara says, how can you prove you believed? How can you prove it? Maybe it's only b'dibor. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Anyway. So shechet is believed because it's biyada. I guess the idea is that it looks good.
We need him to say that it is good for it to be good, not that he says it's not good.
I hear what you're saying. No, what Yuri's saying is that it's a bad example because in that example, he's starting the Cheskes Issa. But, no, but you have to know it's a good Shchita.
When I see this piece of meat, I think it's a Cheskes Issa. The guy did a Shchita. I don't go for it for. I buy the guy for it. And you can say that any piece of meat that ever comes out of the market.
All right, the Gemara in the Makar, which is Nundalar Mebez in Gittin, doesn't pick the example of Shechita. Tan Rabban, Hayaisa ime betarais, Bamalai tarasha sisimcha nitmu. Okay, so that's your tiny goes away. Somebody is tar, he's taking somebody's olives and making olive oil. He's cooking his vegetables. So he says it became tar. It became tame, or haya semi bizvachim, he's working with a carbon, but as long as you see him chad nispaglu, neman. So he's believed, because it's biyadai. Aval, omalei tarish esisiyim chad biyayim plaini nitmu, he says, I worked with your things yesterday, and tell you today it's tame, so he's not chad biyayim plaini nispaglu, einay neman. He's not believed. So there is such a. He's not believed the next day. Once he gives it out of his hand, he's not believed.
He did that day. And later on, he gets paid that day and he says, he's not believed.
Here, the Gemara brings a nice story. Listen to this story. So Sefer was writing a Sefer Torah. Who does Lakami de Rabami? Amalei, Sefer Torah Shuksafti L'Ploini, the Sefer says, Sefer Torah I wrote for him, As Kara Shaloi Lo Ksaftim L'Shma. Hashem's name, I didn't write it L'Shma, it's Pasul. So what did he paskin? Amalei, Sefer Torah Biyad Mi, where is the Sefer Torah right now? Amalei, Biyad L'Keach, I already gave it to him. It's not Biyadai. Amalei, Neman At La'Haf Sitzcharcha, you'll believe that he doesn't have to pay you. Biyad to Neman La'Haf Sefer Torah. You don't get paid, and the Sefer Torah is kosher. So the Gemara asks, should get paid for writing the other words besides the Yud Kevav case? So Amalei in Shekal Sefer Torah Shem Skaras like Suvas Lishman in Ishava Klum. The whole Sefer Torah is not worth anything if it doesn't have a Skaras Lishman. So anyway, that's the Gemara. So it has to be biyadai. The question, what's called biyadai, is it's actually machlekes Abaye and Rava, but we say as long as it's still in his hand, he has a nemanis. Even though technically, once he did it, it's not biyadai, but he has a nemanis. So okay. So you're right about to say a shechita is more pasha. To say a shechita is no good, it's really more pasha because it came to him b'cheskes iser. Well, he has to say it was good. Alright, so this is the basic rule. The basic rule is that erech adam and bisurim is veheter, and
what happened at the end with the rav who said he
was the rav of the guy who got caught. So he was the rav defending the person who got caught. So
didn't go so
well. Yeah, I don't think so. No. Whatever, the Mashgiach. Look, it doesn't matter. Nobody was going to buy this stuff, so it didn't really matter. You know?
That's reassuring.
Yeah, okay. We're up to Gimel. Umakam, okay. So then now we said the basic rule that Echa is Naman Bisur in Lahate Valayla Isser. That's his. Or it's still in his hand. Like you said, where's the Sefer Torah? You gave it to him already? It's too late. But if you still have it in your hand, and he has it now, the ability to ask her, he has his friend's wine in his possession. Nemon lesser. He is believed. L'chein afilu pogaboy pamachas. This is a case in the Gemara. He met him once. He didn't tell him anything. And then he met him the second time. He said it's us. There's something suspicious. Why didn't he tell him the first time? And he said it's us already for a few days. He should have told him right away. He's believed to say it's treif. Kiman sheyesh loy migu. He has a migu de biyada. If he wants, he can ruin it now. So, cause about something is in a person's possession, he's believed. Aval b'makim she'elai migu. Migu here means that it's biyada, that he could treif it. Av mishutachas yada. He could go in. She'omalei ayayim avushal shal chaveiroi shutachas yada shenis nasech. He says, the cooked wine in my possession was nesech, kaid mishenis basel. But now he can't make a nesech anymore, because now it's cooked already. Einei neman. That's interesting. It's biyadei to spill it out, but it's not biyadei to be menasech it. So therefore, he's not neman. So what? Make himself a rasha if he's saying I was menasech it. I love that. He says, I was menasechet. You're right. He's saying, plenty was menasechet. I guess he says, I was menasechet. We do palginon, right? We would say palginibura. So he's saying it has to be biyadai still to do it. That's the idea. It has to be biyadai to do it. I want to tell you something a little confusing about it, but right now it's smooth. Aval yeshayim l'choshu tachsiyadai api she'ena shaloi. El shechaveir nosalei bipikadin. Anything in his hand, but it's not his, he doesn't own it. Afila Ainlay Migul. Harizek Hilu who Bailam Shalai Se Davar, Pshita the Khaladam Neman Davar Shu Shalai Shu Asr. If it's his, he certainly believed. Now he means if it's yours, you always believe. If it's someone else's, the Eshaimrim says, even without a Migul, if you have it in possession, you're believed. That's the Shita of the Eshaimrim. The first sheet that says only if it's biyadai. So this is a dispute. Now this machlaikis is actually a machlaikis in the Gemara. Abaye in the Gemara says it has to be biyadai. And then Rava says something else. And the Rishonim argue if Abaye and Rava are arguing. Normally if you have Abaye and Rava in a Gemara, you assume that they're arguing. In that Gemara, Abaye says it has to be biyadai by the pickle case. And Rava says it doesn't have to be yada. He says different agdar. So they're arguing. The machlaikis is whether Abaye is arguing or not arguing with Rava. In other words, do we paskin that if it's in your hands you believed? So this is a machlaikis. Lamaisa we're machmir if someone has possession of something, we give him an amanis on the thing that's in it. If someone has possession, he's believed to say whatever he wants about it. He believes to say anything that's possible, that's believable. He's never to say about the thing in his possession that it became treif.
With the issue of Sofik the Raisa versus Sofik the Rabbanan fit here?
It does, because he really says, Bissatari Yesh Lahachmir, because the Machlaik is paid the Raisa, with Machmir, Machlaik is paid the Rabbanan fit Mekel. Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because you have to remember the Gemara's case, his case is easy, you have wine. So you can be menasechet. But in Gemara's case with the Sefer Torah, he can't do anything. Torah is written already. He has his possession, he's believed. Now, it's not biyodai now to make those letters not lishma. He wrote it already. He finished writing it. Now, that's called biyodai? What's biyodai? Or to say that this is piggle. What do you mean it's biyodai? He shechted it already. Well, how is it biyodai? You follow? It happened to me. So Rashi on the Gemara says that he's saying Eidus between the Shechita and the Zrika. He shechted it. He's saying, I shechted it, I was mefagalit. It's biyodai to do the Zrika with pigel. So Rashi learns it literally, it has to be biyodai in the future. But the other Yishayim learn, those in Halacha that are brought, they say not that one.
That's biyodai.
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't mean he's going to do it. It means it's biyodai. Look, he's saying he did it. He's saying he did it. So but it's in their minds. It's a level on their minds. Something I could do, I'm trusted.
Yeah, but that example of the Shechita with the Zrika wouldn't apply to the Sefer Torah.
That's right. It does not apply to the Sefer Torah. So therefore, there's a tumult if the Sefer Torah story is going like Abaye who says Biyadai or like Rava who argues. In the Sugya Sagamara, that's the dispute. The bottom line of the dispute is what he says. Do we paskin like Abaye said it has to be Biyadai? And the Sefer Torah is not Biyadai. And then by the Sefer Torah, we're saying he's believed in not Biyadai? Or is the Sefer story case not going like Abaye and then later Abaye it is Biyadai?
Biyadai doesn't mean possession. Biyadai means the ability to do something.
So it's possession plus. It has to be the possession plus the ability to do something. So, look, it's a complicated sugya, but the bottom line is that, like the Gemara said with the Sefer Torah, who has it? You have the Sefer Torah, we'll trust you. You delivered it already? Too late. Once you deliver it, you're not neman. Neman at the lahafsitzcharcha, ve'inat ha'neman